Kindling, a Hannibal Podvic, written and read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid and Artemias. Rating, teen. Warnings, no archive warnings apply. Pairing, Will Graham and Hannibal Lecter. Additional tags, alternate universe, canon divergence. Will Graham has encephalitis. Dreams and nightmares. Major character injury. Broken bones. Pre/. Hannibal Lecter has feelings. Summary. You are not yet ready. His voice crackles like a frozen lake breaking, sucking him in and casting him in an all-encompassing cold. Will wants to speak, to ask what he must do, but his vocal cords do not work. They have been melted by the fire that birthed him. The creature runs a gentle hand up his back in a caress so soft it is like a whisper. The whisper turns to a scream. Obsidian fingers push him forward and he falls. Will's cries ring out as he hits the bottom of the pit. Then all he knows is pain. In which Will's encephalitis gets the better of him while staying over at Hannibal's house, and Hannibal learns that fire doesn't always burn as intended.
Will awakes in the moonlight. There is a forest around him, stuck in the death throes of winter, frost biting in the air and snow thick on the ground. His bare feet hurt, the ice deadening nerve endings as sure as fire cauterizing a wound. He walks forward, the light of a scarlet blood moon lighting the area. There is a path, but it doesn't look man-made. It is unnatural, the path clear of vegetation, like the trees know not to touch the land he treads. It is cursed. He feels it in his bones. As he walks, the temperature turns from freezing ice to scorching heat. The moon above rains flames down on the earth. Will raises his arms and accepts the deluge of heat that baptizes him. He is like a frog that willingly jumps into the pot as the water temperature rises and rises until it boils his skin off. The fire is cleansing, revealing what is hidden underneath the snow, revealing what is hidden underneath Will's skin. It melts away, and underneath is a black that shines like obsidian. Horns grow from his skull as the fire roars around him. Will emerges from the flames, and his molecules are changed with heat and pressure. He comes out better, sharper, truer, like a diamond that shines in the light of the moon, the red glow casting an illusion of blood on his skin. Will growls and licks his lips. He yearns. He continues down the path, and the cold does not touch him. His heart pumps blood through his body with the efficiency of roaring rapids. Something is coming. He feels it. Ahead of him is a clearing. Standing in it is another just like him, antlers branching to the stars, black skin shining. Its teeth are bared, and threat or unwelcome, Will doesn't know, but he strides forward just the same. Where Will is the burning heat of a furnace, this being is the cool of an electrical storm, blue to his red. It reaches out a hand, and Will reaches back. There is a spark when their hands meet, like a circuit completing. It is light coming home. The moon looms larger. Its light becomes blinding, as if on a collision course with the earth. Will doesn't care right now. They are invincible. The other creature leads Will forward along the path of no growth. The ground is charred now, embers burning amongst the debris left behind from the firestorm. His belly smolders in the same pattern as the deadening fire below. Flickering light reflected on his skin. Bright, then dim. Bright, then dim. Glowing steadily, waiting to burst back to life and devour everything. They stop when they come to a cliff. There is nothing visible below. Only an inky darkness. The other creature turns to Will, and at last it speaks.
You are not ready yet.
His voice crackles like a frozen lake breaking, sucking him in and casting him in an all-encompassing cold. Will wants to speak, to ask what he must do. But his vocal cords do not work. They have been melted by the fire that birthed him. The creature runs a gentle hand up his back in a caress so soft it is like a whisper. The whisper turns to a scream. Obsidian fingers push him forward, and he falls. The abyss below sucks at his very being, trying to rip him apart molecule by molecule, like a black hole. The cold freezes him, swallows his warmth, stealing his metamorphosis, reducing him to the old Will, the shell he takes refuge in from fear, who pushes people away and hides in his home with his dogs. He is no longer more, greater, a creature of nightmares. Will's cries ring out as he hits the bottom of the pit. Then, all he knows is pain.
Hannibal's eyes snap open at the sickening thud that reverberates through the bricks and mortar of his Baltimore home. He instantly determines the sound came from the backyard, an intruder. Hannibal's first thought is for himself. He reaches beneath the pillow, fingers closing around the hilt of his karambit knife. Both his hands and heartbeat are steady, ice coursing through his veins, but he is surprisingly quick for a cold-blooded creature. A sharp-edged shadow slinks in the dark, muscles rippling, bare feet sliding across the landing without making a sound. That's when the second thought arrives. His sickly guest, Will Graham, fast asleep in the second bedroom directly overlooking the backyard. Will Graham, who is currently suffering from anti-NMDA receptor encephalitis. Will Graham, sleepwalker. A spark ignites inside Hannibal's chest. Urgent, bright, burning, unnatural. By the time Hannibal thinks to question it, he's already made it downstairs to the back door, armed now with a cell phone instead of a blade. Hannibal fumbles the key in the lock, cool composure melting in the furnace of fear, extracting inconvenient truths of undetermined value. Sure enough, he finds the broken body of Will Graham splayed out on his lawn. Pain steals the rest of Hannibal's name from Will's lips. His shattered ribcage shudders, the nighttime chill reaching into Will's lungs and drawing his breath in gasps of mist. Blood pools around his temple, gleaming black in the moonlight. Hannibal would usually admire such a lovely sight, but the artistry of the moment feels absent. Vapour curls off the drenched grass, as if Will's very lifeblood is smoking from the fire ravaging his brain. He tries to move, muscled thighs and forearms straining with effort, but fails. Possible spinal cord injury, broken ribs, cracked skull, encephalitis. Hannibal counts his mounting sins like beads on a rosary, a disciple kneeling before his chosen scapegoat. He places a firm hand on Will's shoulder, barely pressing down. You need to rest now. Don't move. The order is cold, professional, but Hannibal's lingering touch betrays him as heat from fevered skin thrums beneath his fingertips. Will manages a relieved smile when he hears the doctor's voice, unable to perceive his crown of thorns beneath the throbbing of his skull and the haze of the inferno. Thanks. It's a miracle Hannibal doesn't choke on the call to the emergency services. An invader coils in his guts, searing as it pushes higher and higher up his chest into his throat. His free hand rests above Will's hummingbird heart. So alive. So incredibly warm. Hannibal is hit by the urge to go inside. Retreat into frigid halls of wrought iron and stone that keep the living at bay. Skate over frozen lakes of emotion among the snow-capped forests of Lithuania. He yearns for the uncomplicated stillness of death. We'll get someone down there right away. Anything else we should know? The operator prompts as the call draws to a close. Hannibal pauses. Will keeps whispering words of thanks that twist themselves into naive verses. They know not what they do. Oh, but Hannibal knows. No, nothing else, he answers, removing his hand, denying Will the oxygen of touch, separating himself from the source of fuel, starving the embers primed to rekindle. This treacherous flame does not concern him. All Hannibal desires is the fire in Will's mind, familiar in its destruction, controllable, safe. If only the same could be said of our dreams. Once the flashing lights and blare of ambulance sirens pass, Hannibal retreats to bed, content in his choices. But in sleep, the cracks in the floor of his mind open wide, revealing the gaping jaws of the void. It's a familiar terror. Each night, Hannibal closes his eyes, resigned to meet that crushing abyss, waiting with mild intrigue for the day he doesn't wake up. As the ground beneath his feet gives way, Hannibal braces for the pain, for the dark and the marrow-biting cold. But it doesn't come. Tonight, he falls from great heights into a molten sea, held in a stifling embrace.